Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Just an injury update. The only one that didn't finish was Saquon Hampton with an ankle. Everybody else ended up finishing the game. Obviously we didn't play nearly good enough, especially early when we had opportunities. Marcus has a hell of a pick. We do nothing with that. We have a good kick return. We don't do anything with that. We don't give ourselves a chance when the opportunities we do have, we don't take advantage of. So obviously they got away from us very quickly. And when you have chances against a team like this, you better take advantage of them unless this is the outcome is going to be bad, whatever you guys got.
Adam, can you just talk a little bit about Sam's performance? I mean, only 132 yards against the league's worst pass defense.
We had some protection breakdowns. There was a couple times where I think he probably could have dropped the ball down, felt like he could fit it in. Obviously, we'll have to go back, look at this, and just kind of see the overall detail of what's going on, whether it's he needs to make a different decision, if he doesn't have enough time, if we're not open. I think we're taking turns on this one.
Adam, certainly in no way am I making or suggesting an excuse, but I just wonder how much of an effect maybe last week's situation had on these guys. And, was it just a matter of time before there was a breaking point for these guys?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I would hate to say that that's a reason for anything from today. I feel like today we didn't take advantage of any opportunity we had. I felt like the guys did a good job of bouncing back to come to practice and do a lot right as far as execution goes, good energy, traveling on the West Coast. I thought they handled it the right way, went about things the right way. It's just we can't allow, when a good thing happens, we have to capitalize on it. We can't have nothing come out of those drives.
How demoralizing were all those field goal misses in the second quarter?
Yeah, it's just I would love to give ourselves a better chance of scoring a touchdown. Felt like we did have some opportunities that we missed on those. But anytime that you can at least come away with points, it's a different feel. So it just we needed all of them.
Did you think that the change in defensive coordinators hurt the defense at all? Things seemed to come very easily for them. Was there any effect on just having a new play caller, do you think, on the defense?
I don't think so. I just feel like, when we finally settled down, it was the offensive side of the ball wasn't really doing anything. We started going three and out. We weren't getting anything going. Everything just got away from us.
Did you see any indication at all in practice from Castillo that, there could be anything going on with him, or is it just kind of a game day thing?
No, I in practice, I feel like, things look good. The operation, the amount of, field goals that we're making in practice. That one's always going to be a hard one for me to explain when it comes to that position. I'm not an expert, with the kicking specialist.
You guys,
Adam, what happened on the 2 minute drive before half? You get the long play to Berrios, then you have to burn your last time.
I screwed that up. That was on me. I screwed our guys up as far as trying to get too cute on one of the play calls. That was my fault.
Adam, why did you guys struggle as much as you did stopping the run? That's kind of something that you've been able to be pretty successful at this year, except for today.
Yeah, Connor, I wish I had a good answer for you. Because it's hard to tell without watching the film. At least when watching the film, I can say, okay, hey, we're misfitting, somebody is not doing the right thing on some of the fronts. There was a couple of times I saw what front we were in and seeing where they ran the ball. It wasn't really correlating. I have a feeling I know what happened as far as a couple of guys were doing some things they probably shouldn't have been doing. And all it takes is one guy to break down on one of those, and then you're in trouble.
And I don't mean to sound like a broken record here, but just like when you face the team after a game like this and after the way the whole season's gone, like what do you tell them?
Well, I mean, this group has done a good job of really talking out loud, you know, after I'm finished, as far as guys, hey, we're coming back to work, stick together, make sure that we're doing the right things day in and day out. Guys like Marcus May and Foley stepping up and saying things after I'm done talking, you know, and reiterating what I'm saying. They can control getting ready for the next one and trying to find a way to win that game.
Adam, do you sense that they're more demoralized after a loss like this, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's just last week was probably the one that felt a little different as far as just the hurt. I know they all make you feel like shit. That's all I know.
Did you expect a change when they brought in Geno Smith?
As far as what they were doing?
Would you intended to do?
No, I mean, the game was out of hand. We were just trying to figure out a way to get them off.
Adam, it seemed like all four of Russell's touchdown passes, the guys were pretty open. So do you think it was a case of maybe a young secondary just getting confused by some formational stuff that they were doing? Or how did guys get that open?
Two of them, it felt like he was holding on the ball for a good amount of time. You know, I'd have to look at it, Rich, to give you a great answer.
We'll take a few more for Coach.
Adam, did you get to talk to Jamal at all before or after the game?
I saw him after the game.
Did you guys speak, shake hands, anything?
Yeah. I mean, I hugged him and stay up and, you know, try to get one.
Anything else for Coach?
Do you plan to go in a different direction for a kicker next week?
That's hard for me to answer right now. I got to, you know, when we go through our personnel meetings and, you know, I'm sure we'll discuss that.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.